everybody, and welcome to Monsters Insiders right here on Northeast Ohio Sports Insiders. Matt Lodi with you today, and we are joined by the play-by-play announcer for the Lake Erie Monsters, that being Tony Brown. Tony, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Doing well, Matt. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. The Monsters are in action against the Charlotte Checkers. Two games this weekend. Tonight, Thursday, October 29th, a 7 o'clock face-off at Quicken Loans Arena. And then they're back at it on Halloween night at the Q, a 7 o'clock face-off again against the same Charlotte Checkers. Then they get the week off before they head out to the Bradley Center in Milwaukee to take on the Admirals. But, Tony, let's start by looking back a little bit. The Monsters currently right now have played five games, looking pretty good. They've won three out of their first five games, a shootout loss to the Iowa Wild at the Q on the Saturday the 17th. They lost the opener to the Rochester Americans 6-3, but you got to be pleased with what you've seen so far from this young group.
It has been a lot of fun to watch, Matt. It absolutely has. And believe it or not, a 3-1-0-1, this ties for the second best five-game start in franchise history. So definitely something our fans are really excited to see. Yeah, it's a team that, I'm sort of on the air in interviews in the early part of the year. I've been couching all of these comments in the fact that it's a relatively small sample size still. But five games at least gives you some sort of an indication of what are the strengths of a team, what are the weaknesses of a team, etc. And the strengths of this team are really good ones to have. Number one, goaltending. Jonas Korpisalo started his season with back-to-back shutouts. He leads the league in goals against average, absolutely non-existent 0.0, a perfect 100% save percentage. While obviously that can't keep up throughout the year, he has just been phenomenal, and his counterpart Anton Forsberg, the other goalie on this roster, has been steady, playing the same kind of way that got him to the AHL All-Star game last year. Didn't play, he was hurt, but at least he was named to the team. So goaltending's been a strength, limiting goals scored after you give up six on opening night. A 1-0 shootout loss. You had one goal given up on Friday, the home opener. You had one goal given up in the first game in Winnipeg. You had a shutout in the second game in Winnipeg. So limiting goals is definitely a big thing for any team. It's been a big thing for the Monsters to start the year. But the other thing that's really emerged as something to watch the Monsters execute night in, night out this season is their ability to put pucks on net. Entering the two games in Winnipeg, this Monsters team leading the American Hockey League with darn near 40 shots on goal per game, and also limiting pucks the other way. They were towards the top of the league, the top five, top six, something like that, in terms of shots against. So it's a team that creates a lot of chances offensively. We thought we'd see that with such young talent up front, like guys like Sonny Milano, Oliver Bjorkstrand, a lot of big prospects for Columbus. We thought that we would see some of that in the early going. We have. The one thing that just hasn't quite gotten there yet is the goal scoring itself, turning these great chances and these grade-A opportunities into actual goals on the score sheet. So that's something we'll watch out for. But luckily, thanks to the goaltending, you haven't had to score too many goals to win these hockey games. And it's just been fun to watch this team's identity kind of emerge and come together and see where different guys' roles sort of slide into place in the early part of the season. So, you know, I hate to speak for Coach Bednar, but I can't imagine he's anything but pretty pleased with a 3-1-1 start.
Tony, when you go on the road, you're a young team, and, you know, they had the shootout loss against the Wild at home, the 1-0 shootout loss a week ago Saturday. You go on the road to Manitoba, you win two games, you outscore them 5-1, you get that 2-0 shutout. How big of a confidence boost do you think that is for a young team?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, I think winning at any point in any season is a confidence builder. That's what it's all about. That's what these guys are trying to accomplish night in, night out. So when you do that, you have to feel gratified with the effort you put into your into preparing for these games. For a young team, I think the confidence, though, more than anything, comes from within, and it comes from the leaders on this team, guys like Ryan Craig, the captain of the Monsters, who's played pro hockey for 13 years, almost 200 NHL games for him. The assistant captains, Andrew Bodnarchuk, who won a Calder Cup at the Manchester Monarchs last year. Jamie Sipers, the other assistant captain, a guy who's been in pro hockey for 10 years and played the NHL. The young guys can always sort of come back to those guys as examples of what it takes to be successful at this level. So the confidence you build up sort of comes, it's self-fulfilling to an extent within a locker room, because you're not always going to get the result in these close games, especially when you're scoring 2-3 goals per game. You're not always going to come out of these games with a win, but you can still gain confidence in your performance because you look at the guys who have been there, they know what it takes, and if they're telling you that, you know, we did what we could, then you have to feel good coming out of it. So, you know, winning is big in the early part of the year to feel confidence and to build confidence, but so is execution. I think that's really the bigger building block for the Monsters right now.
Again, we're talking with Tony Brown, the play-by-play voice of the Lake Erie Monsters. Monsters in action for two games over the weekend here against the Charlotte Checkers. Tonight, Thursday, 7 o'clock face-off at the Q, and then Halloween night, again, a 7 o'clock face-off. Tony, what do you know about Charlotte? What do they bring to the table? And just some of the challenges as we look ahead to the weekend here for the Lake Erie Monsters.
Yeah, Charlotte's a team that has played a lot of hockey to start the year. They're already 5-3-0, so 8 games under their belt to the Monsters, 5 so far. They've got a really experienced veteran goaltender in Drew McIntyre that'll be in there, you got to believe, at least one, if not both, of these games against the Monsters here. So in the early part of the year, it kind of can go one of two ways. You know, you play more games than your opponent. Maybe you're a little bit more in sync with your systems and what you're trying to accomplish, but you're also maybe a little bit, you know, you don't have quite the burst that a team that's had a couple of days off would have. The other thing to remember about Charlotte this season, at least to start the year, 10 consecutive road games to start their season. So they have yet to play a single game at home. So they are capping off this long, grueling stretch of 10 road games here on Thursday and Saturday night at the Q. So I have to imagine Jared Bednar and his team will want to, you know, be aggressive in the early going, want to get the forecheck, you know, down ice and forcing pucks deep into the Charlotte zone. You know, the Checkers as well are a team that they kind of expose what is going to be a quirk in the standings for the American Hockey League this year. They're 5-3-0, so they've got 10 points. The Monsters are 3-1-1. They've got 7 points. So which team do you think should be in first place?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
It should be Charlotte, right? But no, this season, because the teams in the Pacific Division of the Western Conference play 68 games to the rest of the league, 76, it's not about points. It's about points percentage. So the Monsters have claimed 70% of the points available to them this year, and Charlotte, despite their 10 points, their 5 wins, they've only claimed 62.5%. So it's actually the Monsters that are tied with the Chicago Wolves for first place in the division, and Charlotte is in third place at the moment. So kind of a quirky thing, but it's good for our fans to realize and recognize, because that's how the standings are going to be decided. The playoff seedings are going to be decided in the AHL this year. And in terms of the on-the-ice stuff, yeah, I mean, I think it's a Charlotte team that wants to keep rolling. Pretty good start. 10 road games and you're 5-3. They certainly would like to be closer to 6-7-3 than 5-5 heading into their first home game. So they're going to be motivated and excited, and the Monsters coming back to the Q after a couple of big wins in Canada, certainly going to be that have that very same mindset. So I'm looking forward to two really good hockey games, two really important hockey games in the early part of this year.
Again, Tony Brown from the Lake Erie Monsters. Tony, thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget and get tickets for tonight's game. It's College ID Night, $6 tickets with a valid college ID as the Monsters take on the Charlotte Checkers. If you can't get there live, you can hear it on WHK 1420. Hear Tony call all the action. Then Saturday night, it's a costume party at the Q as the Checkers and Monsters go at it, and that game will be on 99X. Tony, thank you so much for joining us here on Monsters Insiders. Hope to talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, Matt. Thanks so much for having me.